Are you ready to open your private practice this summer and make the leap into entrepreneurship? Introducing Make the Leap, our new offering by the Successful Nurse Coaches. Make the Leap is a four-month group coaching program that is designed to help you create your first paid client. Join our experienced lead coaches, Sean and Amy, as they guide you through the Successful Nurse Coach method, helping you create your first paid client in 30 days or less. Not only will you get access to our course that teaches you all the things on how to create clients in a non-icky way, we'll also be personalized mentorship, weekly group calls, and actionable steps to launch your business from just beginning into the paid coach club. Since we are not running new mentorship groups this summer, we didn't want to leave those of you who are ready to begin hanging out in space waiting for the next group to start. This group is a great way for new coaches who have yet to begin their coaching practice or for coaches who have five paid clients or less. This is the most affordable way to work with our team, so be sure to check out the link in the bio. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook.
Welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. On this podcast, Laura
and Shelby, both board-certified nurse coaches, show you how to make as much money as you want in private practice as a nurse coach.
All right, welcome to the Successful Nurse Coach Podcast. It is Laura today, and I have the privilege of interviewing one of our master mentees who's you're going to be finishing, in like a few weeks.
So soon, yeah.
So soon. And before we hit record, we were just talking about getting our timelines like correct on when we first met. So my guest today is Darcy Zeal. That's how you say your last name, right?
Darcy. Yeah, Zeal.
And I was her co-instructor in her certification 4 years ago, like this month. So like in 2020, pandemic was just starting. You had just started your nurse coach certification and you've been doing it for 4 years. You just completed year two with us and it's been so awesome to be your coach. But a little bit about you. Darcy loves coaching with creativity. There's like a really deep somatic approach. There's an element of nature that I think you bring with you and around you and in all that you do. And you live in an extraordinary place on earth that I think we can get into and talk about. And I think for you, when I think of, and we can talk more about who you coach and how you coach them, but it's just been this theme of nervous system awareness and for clients to come home to themselves.
Thank you, Laura. I think that's a great place to start for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been such an amazing journey to be on with you from the very beginning as my instructor in the Nurse Coach Collective and all the way to now. So
yeah, so bizarre. Yeah. We were saying like we've been being coached and in this industry for 4 years. And so like the Darcy then and the Laura then, like they're not in this room. They're not in this podcast. Like we have evolved and changed so much. And
yes, there have been so many shifts along the way for both of us.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, welcome.
Well, I would love to just jump in with a poem. And I love to start sessions with some kind of reflection or a poem, some mindful breathing, something like that to just begin to engage the right brain, because that part of our brain is the part that is open to creativity and more expansive, more intuition-based. And it just allows this place to begin a session from that can be an opening for a client to just see more possibility. So I'd love to invite that into this conversation with you.
Awesome.
So for listeners who can, if it's safe, you can close your eyes and just begin to tune inward while I read this poem. It's called The Space Between. In the wind, birch trees' leaves sound like some sea. some giant sigh. Immediately after a loss, just before a gain, there's that brief moment between the crash of watery crests, an exhale, an emptiness, a chance, a wind moving through leaves. And maybe just take one more nice deep breath with a big sigh out through the mouth. And just arrive back here to the space. And I wrote that poem long before I was introduced to coaching, but I really love that idea of the space that we can create, the space of something different, the space of possibility. And yeah, I think that it's such a beautiful illustration of what coaching can be.
I mean, I just closed my eyes, listened to your words for 45 seconds or a minute and a half, whatever that was. And I was transported into a totally more right-brained place. Like my butt is heavier on my seat. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. And then there's this element of time dilation. Like I feel like we're in a slightly different space now. So thank you so much for that.
I love that.
Yeah. Tell the listeners about where you live, how you got there, and we talk about this in your coaching a lot, but it's unique. And you've created a life that I think is very romanticized in our society, but you didn't just talk about it. You went and did it. And so I'd love the listeners to hear more about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love telling people about this place. I live in a tiny town in Southeast Alaska. It's called Tenneke Springs, and it's out on an island. And my journey to get here has been interesting. I was actually born here. So my parents came here when they were in their 30s, late 20s, early 30s. And I was born here. There's no hospital or anything. I was born in a dry cabin. My dad delivered me. So my parents were brave, I guess. And so I grew up here. Living kind of a homestead sort of lifestyle with lots of farm animals and just daily exposure to nature. And then I moved away after I left, after I finished high school. I moved away for about 30 years and did all sorts of things. I never thought I would live here again. It just didn't seem possible. And because I was a nurse, there's no hospital or healthcare here. And I just didn't think I would ever live here again. But interesting things happen. I became a nurse coach, and that gave me this possibility to work from anywhere because I do a lot of my coaching virtually. And then it's a very small town, so there really are not that many jobs. And a job opened that my husband qualified for perfectly. And sometimes I feel like these doors open for us and the timing was right. There was also my brother and my dad still live here. And my sister-in-law was at the end of life. And so it was just this perfect door and perfect opening for us to move here and be here with them while she went through that transition. And be able to kind of immerse ourselves in the community. So that was my journey of getting here. And now it's just been such a wonderful place to come back to as an adult and kind of reconnect with this community and be able to share it with my clients, with retreats, and just be able to live in nature every day.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have to take a float plane to get to where you are, right? Like it's a...
Yeah, either take a float plane or a boat of some sort. There's a ferry that comes here as well. So it's pretty remote. It's about 100 people, less in the winter and more in the summer. Yeah, and very unique history. It's the traditional lands of the Tlingit people and then a varied history with... there's a hot springs here, a natural hot springs in the middle of town. So it's kind of like a Japanese style.
Cool. Bath.
So this was a place where during the gold rush times in Alaska, miners would come here for the winter to like soak in the hot springs and enjoy this place, a more mild climate than farther north. Yeah, so there's some very unique things. There are no cars. We're on an island, and yeah, so you walk or bike everywhere, and it's just a very unique environment.
Yeah, so cool. And you have two young kids that you homeschool as well. Yeah. Your nurse coaching practice allows for this, for you to earn money living on an island with no cars, with your family. Like, it's so cool.
Yeah. I never would have imagined this. And it's funny, actually, because before I was introduced to coaching, I went through a big trauma in my life and I started seeing a therapist. And the first session that I had with her, she asked me some coaching questions. And some of those were like, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want out of life? What's your purpose? And I just drew a complete blank. I had no idea what the answers to those were. But I did my homework and I sat down and wrote down the answers and figured it out. And when I moved here about 3 years ago, I was going through things and I came across that notebook that I had written those answers in. And they were like the life that I am living now. And it was just so amazing to see that manifestation. When we put our attention towards what we want to create and just seeing how it came to be.
Oh, what a great therapist.
Yeah.
Got lucky.
Yeah. Yes. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. To create, we have to declare. We have to decree. We have to say it. We have to pause and then check in and be like, do I want? Which is just not something as adults we talk about very often. Going back to your poem.
Yeah.
You had like a lot of imagery in that poem, and you live in nature, you grew up in nature, nature's a big part of your rhythm in your life. How do you bring that into coaching?
Yeah, great question. Yeah, like you said, I am immersed in nature every day. So it really is a big part of me and a big part of my life. I love to do in-person coaching sessions. So whether that's going for a walk or just sitting on the beach or going swimming, whatever it is, like being present in nature can be so healing for our nervous systems. And so including that element can be incredible in person. And I do retreats as well. So that is a big part of the retreats here. I love bringing people here and having them immersed in this environment. And we go out on the boat and view wildlife and go for hikes in the woods and, you know, just be outside. And it's also a big part of the retreat is slowing down. And I think nature naturally gives us that. Like when we are in nature and are able to connect and have this conversation with nature, it's a way of slowing everything down. So I really love that. And then, you know, I do a lot of my coaching virtually. And so it can seem a little more challenging to incorporate that. And I feel like the way that I'm able to incorporate nature is by allowing clients to figure out how they can engage. So it can seem like a big challenge to engage in nature if you live in a city or you barely see plants or animals in your daily life. But being able to slow down and interact with your houseplant or even out on a walk, like looking at the blue sky, any way where you can slow down enough to be present with your surroundings, be present with any nature that you are encountering can be so powerful. And then the other thing is that I think can be like a really profound shift for people is coming to the realization that we are nature. So being able to shift inward and feel our breath and feel our heartbeat and really recognize that we are a part of it and we are nature. And if you can get to a place where you can feel yourself as an anchor, like using your breath for an anchor, using your breath as a way to connect to your deepest nature. And that can be so calming to the nervous system to be able to really, really have that deep presence in yourself, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. And in all the coaching that you've done with different people, and all, you've done coaching with people all over the country, like, right? Yeah, it's not just people in Alaska.
Yeah.
Do you have, without identifying it, but do you have any case studies of like how, because I just think of the normal everyday person, and most of the people listening to this are nurses. It's like, we're just immersed in technology and we're constantly too busy for nature. Yeah. Like, right. Yeah. Like you could go, like when you're the thought of like going weeks without noticing nature, which is really normal. I'd love to hear more about how you do this with a client. Like, what did that look like for them? If there's any particular person that comes to mind.
Yeah. I've had people who it was just simply starting to introduce those moments, those like touch points almost, where like walking outside and walking to your car to get into your car and just like pausing and looking around and taking a breath and feeling that cooler air and that fresher air. So just brief touch points like that can be so powerful. Even when you're driving home, just like being present and looking out and seeing the sunset. Or, you know, I've had people who had the homework of like growing a plant and just like that act of interacting and watching the plant grow and nurturing it can be so powerful. So it can be very subtle. And it involves that slowing down.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. Technology in and of itself is fast. AI is now faster. And we didn't even talk about, I mean, we trained as nurse coaches, their AI wasn't really like on people's consciousness.
And no.
Like even just noticing the last 5 years, the amount of jobs that revolve around being inside and in front of technology, and nurses especially, and just that walk to your car, having your brain go, oh, I'm walking to my car, like Darcy and I talked about. I'm going to slow down and notice like the bird that's sitting on the ground. Or so it's like a way for people to be more conscious of and connecting to. I love that. It's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's that reorienting to where we are and, you know, being present where you are, even for that brief moment, is very toning for the nervous system. So it, you know, this is a bigger conversation, but it increases heart rate variability and it calms and it like consciously allows us to take bigger breaths and all of that is building this bigger picture of resiliency over time. So, you know, probably some people can relate to this, that just this busyness and almost this distraction that we have with, for example, social media or our phones. And so there may be moments where you think, well, I could sit down and read my book or meditate or do something productive, that thought might enter your mind, but, or I could like scroll through Facebook and you pick up your phone and scroll through Facebook.
Right.
So
yeah. Guilty.
Yeah. Same here. Right. it's like the modern world, but if we can create a pause where we maybe put off picking up our phone for 10 minutes and be present, whether that's playing with your kids or like for you, like going out and feeding the animals or whatever it happens to be, we're building that resiliency for being present with ourselves, which is something that we, with that busyness, we can distract ourselves from being present with ourselves.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's so interesting because I've only been here on the farm for almost 5 months, close to 5 months, and I have to be outside in the morning and at night. And it's like 45 minutes, you know, 25 minutes to 45 minutes minimum. And I'm touching 10 different animals and feeding and watering animals. And I haven't been here during spring yet, but even just being here, there's a noticing, like I'm so much more aware of the plants. Like there's just more awareness of nature in and of itself. Whereas living in the neighborhood that I was in before, we didn't have a yard. So it was, my mind went to technology. My mind went to, it didn't even go to going outside because it's just hadn't been built in yet. Mm-hmm. And I love that word tone because it's like driving your car and having the engine revved at 7 for, you could go 2 weeks like that. And then nature is like the, it's just like a built-in way to take your foot off the accelerator, right? It's like, oh, give your engine a chance to come down and not be revved up so tight. So
that analogy.
Yeah, I really like that. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm excited for you to go for a whole year on the farm and see that ecosystem shift throughout the seasons, because I think that's another really powerful thing to be able to see the changes that nature goes through and kind of relate that to ourselves as well. Like we all go through these different seasons and we are nature. So it's finding that resonance. I had a client who was working night shift and just feeling very depressed with the whole situation. And she was driving to work and it was a very short drive. And so that was something that she took on, was like walking to work. And that was like a big step. And so then she was walking to work and walking home and going through the same neighborhood every day, essentially. And it was so powerful for her over the seasons to see, like the birds are starting to sing in the spring and, you know, just going through that whole process.
Yeah.
The neighborhood change was really a big shift for her.
Wow. Well, and like, that's how human beings have always lived until just however many hundreds of years ago. We've always lived in rhythm with the seasons, and we've just become so disconnected from that. And then we wonder why we're anxious, irritable, and restless, and depressed. And I love the simplicity of like, it might just be because you're disconnected from your true nature, which is nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Tell me more about like the clients that you work with. So who's kind of drawn to you? And I mean, I know this, but I'd love the audience to hear more about, they're getting a feel for who Darcy is and the type of coaching that you do, but like who, tell me more about that.
Mm. Yeah. I feel like I work with people from all walks of life. I do end up working with a lot of healthcare professionals and a lot of entrepreneurs, and I feel like a really common, kind of a common denominator in the clients that I work with is this tendency to be busy and this tendency to take care of everyone else. And it's kind of just what we're talking about, sort of like losing this sense of self and this connection to self and really having our focus be outward. And for entrepreneurs, something that I see so often is that we are busy in our job and we think, well, the way to shift this is to create my own business. And they may feel passionate about what they're creating and throw everything into just making this business. And it becomes like another family member and it's their business baby. But it can be so all consuming because they have never learned that skill of prioritizing self. And so that it can come to this point for an entrepreneur where they are almost more burnt out than when they were in a regular job because they can't clock out. And so they're checking their email at night. They're working on projects when they want to be engaged with their kids. So something that I love to work on with clients is beginning to recognize themselves as the biggest asset in their business. And if we're our biggest asset, we have to prioritize ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves and with at least as much love and care that as we take care of everything else in our lives. So it really is a combination of things. It's part of it is what we've already talked about, like really getting in touch deeply with your body and what you're feeling internally. And then there's some more practical things like creating healthy boundaries and like figuring out what some of the subconscious beliefs are that are keeping you where you are. And, you know, so it really is individualized to the client, of course, but those are some of the common areas that I coach around.
Well, healthcare providers are, we're such a codependent type of usually personality. It's like we were drawn to this field of this caring industry. So that makes so much sense. And then, you know, entrepreneurs we're looking for freedom, and yet we've been human doings and we don't know how to be human beings. You know, we got to try to solve the problem by opening our own business. And we realize that we'll just do the exact same behaviors if we don't build a new set of skills. So I love that. Like, it's really a skill set to change the way we interact with ourselves and our environment. So that's so cool.
It is. That makes sense. Yeah. And it can be so subtle, you know, little changes can make a big difference over time.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes it can be radical, but sometimes it is. It's like that 0.5% thing that you do, and all of a sudden in 60 days, you're a completely new person. And
right.
I find the longer I'm in coaching, studying coaching, I'm in another certification now, like the more I learn, the more high-end coaches that I've spent time with, and it all boils down to like the simplest things. Like, we want to overcomplicate it, and yet it's like the further you go out into the coaching world, you just realize that it's all simplicity, but it's like mastering simplicity in and of itself. Because there's a sense, like there's a, when I think of you and your coaching, there's a minimalist feel, right? There's this feeling of less is more. There's like that sense that I get for you that not every coach has. And I'm finding that the further you go into mastery of coaching, there's some element of that that's really the foundation for it all.
Yeah, I like that. It's true. I think if we can just distill it down to the basics, it can be simpler. I feel like, you know, especially if you're on social media, you're getting all these offers of like this free class and this free offer, and it's all shiny, and we want to do it all. And it's another distraction from what we're feeling internally.
Right.
So, well, if we can slow down enough to feel that.
Do you find too, and this is just societal. So we, as a society, we revere achievement and accomplishment. So that's like very held up as the ideal, and it gives you status. And yet the country's mental health is just continuing on a downward spiral. So we've got like some things kind of screwed up, and yet we don't have a whole lot of role models saying like less is more, constrain your perspective. And entrepreneurs and healthcare workers and human beings in general, like education and self-development can be another version of this. It's just like a shinier version. Like, no, I'm doing self-care because I'm reading this book and I'm working on, I mean, we do this in coaching all the time. It's like, how has that been for you? Tell me, like, for you, because I even just coaching you, I know you go in and out of this, like awareness is like, I want to do, but I have to be. And it's this like expansion and contraction. But how has this shown up for you personally in your business and in your life, this work that you're doing?
Yeah. I feel like it is a journey that I'm on. You know, it's always being refined. And I definitely am a lifelong learner. So I'm always, always wanting to learn more and read more. And, but I do feel like it comes down to kind of clarifying one's values and just getting kind of solid on what the life is you want to be leading. Because when you have that clarity, then it's easier to take steps towards that. And of course, there are always falters along the way and, you know, shiny distractions. But I think if you know what your values are and you know what you're moving toward, it's easier to stay closer to that path in the long run. So Yeah. So I think that's been a big part of it for me is just like I was talking about before with that therapist, kind of clarifying, like, what is my purpose? What do I want out of life? Having that clarity was so instrumental in the transition that I made that allowed me to become a coach eventually.
Yeah. Well, the coach and the move, right? So both those decisions, which in a lot of ways are rebellious and going against the grain. Like those are both not decisions that necessarily the masses could easily make, either of those.
Right.
Starting your own business or moving to your remote childhood home.
Yeah, there have been so many things like that in my life. Just homeschooling, like that has been a big leap for me as well. But the way that I work and particularly coaching remotely has allowed that space to be with my kids for a large portion of the day. And that's been amazing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. You're probably speaking to, I mean, I think a lot of our clients and nurse coaches in general are going to resonate with this, but what do you have around this specifically? You know how it is to start a business. You've gotten through the first 3 years and you're not really in startup phase anymore. Like you've kind of gotten through that really difficult first startup phase. But what advice do you have for nurse coaches who are listening going, I want to make changes like Darcy did? Like that sounds wonderful. It sounds brave. What advice would you have for them?
Yeah. You know, something that my husband said recently sticks with me, which was he was talking about me starting my business and that process that I went through. And he was saying that when I found nurse coaching and recognized that that was what I wanted to do, I didn't look back. Like I just knew that I loved it. I knew that I wanted to do it. And I just jumped in fully. I hired a coach. And I went through the process to learn how to do it. And I've stuck with it. And there was a big learning curve. There's especially like with me in social media, because I wasn't a social media person. So that has been a big stretch for me. So there's been a lot of growth along the way. And he was saying that, like, you just stuck with it. And I think that is something that I would say to a new nurse coach. If you want to do it, you will go through some challenges and you just have to keep going. And the only way it's not going to work is if you stop.
Right.
So that's a big thing. That's really from my husband. And then I would say, like, the biggest thing that you can do for your clients is to cultivate presence and knowing yourself, being able to turn inward and feel your own sensations and your own messages from your body is so powerful for your client, because if you have a well-regulated nervous system, then you're able to share that with your client and it can be so grounding for them and it can allow them to have the space to express what they need to express and feel that possibility that you can create for them. So I think that's the biggest thing. And I feel like you and Shelby do an incredible job of that with the deeper coaching that you do, even in your groups, and just having that to walk with on the journey of becoming a nurse coach is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the tuning fork. I agree. I remember my first coach. I forget what it was that I was all spun up about, but I came to a call and I was like, well, this happened, you know, like just totally elevated in my brain, like just spun out, like, well, this happened. And she was like, oh yeah, that happens all the time. Like her heart didn't, I thought she was going to be like, that's terrible, Laura. Like, this is a big deal. And she's like, oh yeah, that's awesome. You're like, that's great. You're learning. And it was just like that kind of, my nervous system goes, oh, nothing's gone wrong. Oh, nothing's gone wrong. In fact, this is possible. There is possibility. And I love that from that point of view that we're the tuning fork, we're the healing space.
Yeah. Yeah. Just allowing our clients to explore other possibilities, other ways of knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause those are hard conversations to have out in the wild. Right? They just don't happen in the lunchroom at the hospital. It's just,
very, you know, true.
It's awesome. What has been, let's kind of end with this. Let's end on kind of a celebration. But when you think about, you know, the Darcy before nurse coaching, the Darcy through the startup phase, where you are now in your business, what are you most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of being able to cultivate my life to a place where I am living the life that I want to be living. And I just feel so much gratitude to all of the situations that have allowed me to be where I am and be able to serve the clients that I serve and have a close-knit community and be able to spend so much time with my kids. Like, I just feel this immense gratitude for the ability to create that.
So you're most proud of your ability to be grateful for this extraordinary life that you've created.
Yeah.
That's good. That's what success is. That's a successful nurse coach, guys, what she just said. A successful nurse coach is not, there's nothing external. It's the waking up in the morning and loving the life that you're waking up to because it's on purpose. It didn't just happen to you. You're not being taken for a ride by your life. You've decided and created and cultivated and hopefully with some nature involved as well. We're going to have some city slicker nurse coaches going, I'll get a house plant.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about this, so I'm not certain. So I don't want to speak if it's not happening, but do you have any other Alaska retreats on the horizon for 2024, since we're only in February when we're recording?
I have one in June, and I actually have one more spot left in it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's full, pretty full right now. So I have one more spot left, and that's right now, that's the only one I'm doing this summer.
Yeah. Awesome. June. All right, guys. Darcy's contact info will be in this, but if that's you, I wouldn't wait. I would message her immediately because this is a pretty extraordinary opportunity. Thank you so much, Darcy. I've loved coaching you this last year. I loved our retreat. Me and you had so much fun. I think we were like sitting together and together a lot at our retreat.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was such a great space that you created. And thank you so much for this conversation and for this year together. It's been amazing, Laura.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, guys, come hang out with us in the Successful Nurse Coach Facebook group. If you want to check out Darcy and get a feel for who she is, we will have all of her contact info in the bio. And if you are feeling like you want a little bit more nature in your life, consider this a sign from the universe to walk slower to your car today and to take notice and to take a few deep breaths and be present with. And we will see you soon. Bye.
Bye.